Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by
David Moran with the Hamilton and Clyde's Restaurant Group.
And thanks so much for joining us again. We spoke a month or so ago about the pilot program you guys were doing to try to get live events back in there, and you started doing a dinner and a movie concept. In case our listeners missed it, remind them of what happened and how you decided to keep it going for November.
Yeah, so we wanted to make use of the room. It had been closed since the pandemic started in March. So, and at that time, the city was not allowing any live music. So we thought, let's sort of do a little bit of a blend. Let's show some movie concerts. And so we did it in October, and it was fantastic. First of all, it was just people were happy to be out and about. And be back in the room. It was some of our most ardent fans of the venue who simply wanted to be back and be amongst sort of the Hamilton family. So it was great. And the movies themselves were really, really received well.
Yeah. Do you have any little anecdotes of feedback? Anyone came up to you afterwards, like saying, oh my gosh, I've been stuck inside my house. This was so great to be back out.
Yeah. Lots of that from a socially distance, in the past, there would probably have been lots of hugs and things like that. But no, I'll tell you what the most interesting feedback was at the end, all of their suggestions for the next couple movies we should do. And honestly, that's part of the, as we get into what we're going to be doing in November, that factored into it as well.
Awesome. Well, coming up here, then let's dive into it. As you mentioned, they made some suggestions and you listened. So the next one coming up Friday, November 13th, is Quentin Tarantino's masterpiece. He's made a bunch of great ones, but this will always be his masterpiece, Pulp Fiction. Why'd you guys pick this in terms of a soundtrack worthy movie?
Right. Well, again, this was the first one where we heard this from the guests who came, and this is going to be the first one where we're not literally showing a concert movie. We're going into more of a movie with a plot, but it has a killer soundtrack, which you mentioned. And it's also Friday the 13th. So we thought, let's get a little funky with, Pulp Fiction and on Friday the 13th. And, it's the other part of this, what we're also realizing with these is people are while they're coming to be part of something and see the movie, they're also getting out and having a fabulous dinner, and we're serving the full dinner menu. So we just thought this was a fun thing to do that people could sort of make an event around Friday the 13th.
So the Hamilton will be transformed into Jackrabbit Slims. You should do a dancing contest.
As long as you stay in your seat.
That's great. No, I mean, it's a great pick. I mean, the few movies have so many scenes that are just tied to the music. Like, I think it opens with Jungle Boogie. And obviously the Miser Lou instrumental guitar thing is iconic with it. You get Son of a Preacher Man as they're getting ready to go out.
And obviously the iconic scene of Travolta dancing, to me is like sort of, that was like almost like his reintroduction to cool after years of, last time I had seen him was Welcome Back Cotter years earlier.
Yeah. What was the song? It was, Goes to Show You Never Can Tell, that one. Yeah.
Exactly. And C'est la vie.
What a soundtrack. All right, cool. And then, Saturday, the next day on the 14th, you're doing Elvis. That's the Way It Is. Explain to our listeners what this one is.
So couple of these came from us. We sat around, we were in the venue as having a team meeting about what we should do. And we literally, it dawned on us that maybe we should simply look at some of the iconic photos we have in the room. And one of the most iconic ones we have is this great shot of Elvis on his way to the U.S. Army. And his eyes are piercing. So we really thought about how important Elvis was to the entire music scene, not only at the beginning, but this part, and this is called Elvis the Way It Is. It's shot, in 1970, and it's right after he had done sort of the string of movies, and this is sort of documenting his return to the stage. I guess you could say it was the kickoff of the second half of Elvis, and we just thought it was important, and, we're really looking forward to honoring the king on that time.
Yeah, that's going to be great. And then the following Friday, the 20th, you get Led Zeppelin, The Song Remains the Same. Is this a concert film?
It is a concert film. To me, it's I always thought of it as sort of one of the first concert films. I remember seeing it as a young person, and I still have this image of seeing Jimmy Page take his guitar back towards the amp and create feedback, and he started literally playing a solo just by simply moving the guitar to and fro from the amp. And this is Led Zeppelin at the height of its powers. You know, this is it's a concert film based on Three Nights of them at the Garden back in 1973. And, you know, it's hard to remember what concerts were like back then. You know, you hear those legendary shows of Zeppelin and The Who and those early 70s shows. So they captured the magic on film, and we thought it was right to show this one.
Sweet. I mean, I love Zeppelin, as does everyone else. It's all-timer for me. So then Saturday, November 21st, Down from the Mountain. Tee this one up for us. This one makes me smile thinking about it.
Yeah, so, you know, one of the things that's become really part of our DNA at the Hamilton over the last 10 years of operation is the bluegrass Americana scene. It's something that, you know, it's also come back, you know, it's not simply looking back. It's, you know, you have such a plethora of young artists now really, you know, playing that Nashville sound and scene. So we thought this was the right one. And as soon as we saw that Emmylou Harris was included in it, we thought this was the right one. Emmylou, for the last 6 years in December, has played an annual benefit for her dog rescue back in Nashville. She tells a great story annually during this concert that she met Graham Parsons back at Clyde's when she was playing a gig there one night. So to us, that's almost sort of like the real birthplace of Americana music, and that we have a little Clyde's history in that. So once we saw that, we thought this was the right movie. And also to represent that genre. Part of if you look at the entire listing, we are trying to sort of spread out the genres so we can attract a wide variety of people to come in down and see the shows.
Thanks for the Emmylou inclusion there. Explain what exactly it is though with the, you know, the Coens movie.
Sure. It's basically the making of the soundtrack of the Brother Where Art Thou movie, which the soundtrack itself became a top seller and number one album. So it's you behind the scenes of that.
Oh yeah. I mean, I think the album itself won, the movie soundtrack won album of the year at the Grammys that year. Like, that's so rare for a movie soundtrack, but you're right. It really reintroduced all the, what did you say? Bluegrass stuff. The, I'm a Man of Constant Sorrow, and man, that's one of my all time favorite movies. I mean, I love, you know, Fargo, No Country and Lebowski. I mean, they've made so many great ones, but man, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? I just smile thinking about that movie.
Well, yeah, agreed. And I think it also changed things, you know, and I'll put myself in that boat. At one point, I think we thought of country music as something that was literally, you know, country music, like Hee Haw or something. And then all of a sudden, that soundtrack came out and it turned a whole new generation back onto like this, that it's cool. And you see now these great young bands coming out of these areas that are, you know, yes, they're honoring the past, but they're playing this wonderful new Americana music that is really appealing to all ages, including younger people.
Oh yeah, we got to thank Oh Brother Where Art Thou and the Ken Burns PBS thing that just came out on country music. If you haven't seen it, man.
Oh, I've seen it. Yeah.
It's awesome. Well, actually, speaking of which, the Hamilton has, just a little sidebar, the Hamilton has brought, with that Grammys on the Hill event you guys host, has brought some really good, I mean, you've had Keith Urban and Lady Antebellum and Zac Brown, like a lot of good country acts have come through there. Wynonna, like you guys have really opened the doors to that. So thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. Having some of the artists you just listed on that stage, phenomenal. Zac Brown was probably one of the biggest moments we've had in our 8-year run at the Hamilton.
It was awesome, man. I was there and I'll never forget it. Okay. And then moving ahead, Saturday, the 28th, you guys have The Wiz, which, you know, I know back in the day that, you know, The Wizard of Oz would always play around Thanksgiving in November, annual TV. So this just sort of feels right. Why'd you go with The Wiz?
Exactly for the reason you said. I think a lot of families have that tradition of, you know, it's shown on broadcast television, The Wizard of Oz. And we thought this was sort of a fun spin on that to show the musical. I actually have a personal story here that my mother took me to see the original Wiz on Broadway. I saw it in the first week of its run on Broadway with the original cast, including Michael Jackson. So you know, I'll say this, when we did this announced last week, that was the one. We have one table left for that show. That sold out on announce. I think people are looking for something fun to do with a family on the Thanksgiving Day weekend. So we're really excited about that one.
So they didn't ease on down to the road. They rushed to the Hamilton.
Exactly.
That's great. All right, cool. And then wrapping up the month, you have on the Sunday the 29th, you have a live stream of the Jayhawks. What do you have planned going forward?
So we're sort of in flux, but what's going on right now is we've certainly shown these movies, but for the month of October, we have been part of the pilot program through the mayor's office to present live music. So we did it last weekend, and we're actually doing it tonight and tomorrow night with a local band called the 19th Street Band. Sold those shows out right away. Now with the live performances during this pilot program, we're currently limited to 50 people in the room. Which is challenging for putting it on for financial reasons, but we also appreciate it's what the city was trying to do to get us back presenting live music. So we have these November movies out, and we're hoping that the city is going to extend the live music. And then what we're looking to do, truthfully, is fill up our calendar with a mix of these live performances on a smaller scale and a dinner and a movie on a bit of a larger scale on the weekends, and try to get our calendar going where we can really sort of bring people back to almost on a nightly basis to the venue. Again, to be very candid, we've been like a lot of restaurants and venues, we've been making use of the outside sidewalk tables at the Hamilton. Well, as the weather turns, that's becoming less of an option. So, and we're also seeing that people, and that's one of the reasons we're doing this also, is we're showing people how we are taking extreme measures to put on safe performances and movies, the social distancing, the tables are spread out. And we're seeing that people, that was the thing we also heard from the earliest, the people came to the first movies and last week's concerts, was that they felt really safe on how the measures we were taking. So to us, this is certainly about firing the venue back up. That's also getting people to come, to sort of get back out there a little bit too, safely and smartly, as we follow, health officials' direction.
For sure. And then just sort of more selfishly curious, what was the biggest hit in of the first round? Which one did most people come out to?
Prince.
Well, that was predictable.
Yeah, in almost the same way that we, as I just described, the Wiz, when we put Purple Rain on sale, it sold out within the first couple of hours. And the reasons you and I talked about last time, it was really fun too. Like, Prince just appeals to everybody. So it was a fun room. And people just, you could see there were people tearing up at times because, not only were they sort of emotional that they were out again, but simply just the loss of the artist. It was not lost on anybody there in the room that, we celebrate these artists, and unfortunately too many of them were losing too young of age.
Yeah, talk about, he was so acclaimed and beloved in life, but man, it's hard to think of someone in recent memory that their legacy just exploded and even astronomically after he passed too. I feel like his legacy is just it's like a snowball that's just gonna keep growing now,
Unbelievably true. Yep.
All right. Well, thanks so much. This is great. It's great that you're putting this on. I love all the selections, the movies and the concerts, and it's a good mix of genres too. So this is great. Thanks so much for doing this again, man.
Of course, Jason. Thank you.
All right. Talk to you soon.
All right. Take care.